B'tachan for life, Shir 1776, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, before Shavuos. The B'tachan Shirim for this week have been generously sponsored in honor of Rivka Leah Bas Avraham Yitzchak Halevi for her tireless effort to promote Emunah and B'tachan. The S'chus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Bracha and Atzlacha La'erech Yom Tevim. We are discussing smicha, feeling dependence on the Ribbono Shel Olam, how it's a foundational relationship. It defines our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of our listeners left a very interesting idea. We wanted to mention it. If you want to envision what Hishtadlus looks like, picture in your mind a person making Shabbos in his home, and the children are helping out. You know, we ask our children to help out for Shabbos. The children don't have the lachatz, the pressure that Shabbos is coming and we have to make sure the house is ready for Shabbos, because ultimately it's not their responsibility, but we want them to do jobs for Shabbos. One person polishes the silverware, someone maybe vacuums, sets the table, etc. Our children are involved in preparation for Shabbos without the responsibility to ensure that Shabbos is ready on time. That is how the Ribbono Shel Olam views us in this world. He wants us to do actions. He wants us to get involved. He wants us to do Hishtadlus. Every person according to his situation, like we explained. Hishtadlus is dependent on a person's betachin. But generally, a person should do what's considered basic actions in order that he should be calm, in order that he should have the proper approach in Emunah and Betachin. So when a person does Hishtadlus, he should view himself like a child vacuuming the steps on Shabbos. The reason why the child has to vacuum is not because we really need his help. It's not because it's his responsibility to make sure Shabbos is coming, because he's not. He's a young child. He doesn't have his own home yet. However, we want him to pitch in. We want him to participate for whatever reason. To be mechanechim, that he should participate in Shabbos. Stam, that a child should participate in what's going on in the house. There could be various reasons for it. But the bottom line is, he's doing activities, and really, there's no sense of responsibility on his shoulders. He's responsible to do the activities that he has to do, but the outcome is not his responsibility. That's Hishtadlus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. He's responsible to make sure you have parnasa, you have health, your children have shidduchim, whatever you need. The Ribbono Shel Olam is responsible for it, not you. But he wants you to pitch in. He wants you to do what's considered quote-unquote normal hishtadlus. And that's it. You bear no responsibility for the outcome. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's responsibility. Don't take over the reins. Let him control it. He's doing a fine job for the last 5,000 years. He'll continue doing a beautiful job. He doesn't need your help. But he wants you to pitch in. It's beneficial for you when you do your Hishtadlus. Like we explained, we're not going to get into the reasons for Hishtadlus, but like we explained, there's reasons why the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do Hishtadlus. So it's activities without the responsibility, without that pressure, without the lachatz, without the achrayas to provide parnasa, to provide health, whatever you're trying to accomplish. That is a very practical way to view Hishtadlus.